This episode is brought to you by Mind Happy. We all spend way too much time in front of our screens. I know I do. And I find myself craving creative yet restful analog activity. I never thought I would long for the downtime of my childhood in the 90s making friendship bracelets at summer camp. This is why we were so excited when we discovered Mind Happy. Mind Happy is a lifestyle and wellness brand centered on thoughtful creativity to help people craft fulfilling moments, connections, and self-care rituals through purposeful play. Mind Happy provides curated monthly deliveries that promote phone-free activities like knitting, coloring, and crafting. Each delivery provides everything you need to explore new hobbies, promote mindfulness, and foster togetherness. They believe that play is one of the most effective ways to relax and re-energize in our daily lives.
Mind Happy's founder is an ex-Amazon executive who leveraged similar activities to alleviate her own burnout. It takes a creative approach to mental health through psychology-backed activities, sparking everyday inspiration and joy, and all activities are selected based on science, restoring mental clarity, energizing connections, reducing anxiety, and facilitating fulfilling moments. Think of it as a curated monthly self-care delivered to your door. We also love that products from each box are primarily sourced from small women-owned businesses, and they can be tailored towards individual discovery or shared group activities, perfect for a small dinner party. For 15% off your first month subscription, go to mindhappy.com. That's mindhappy.com and use code COURAGE15 at checkout.
Welcome to Courageous Wellness. My name is Erica Stein.
And I'm Allie French. And this is a podcast about individual journeys within wellness and how to navigate it all.
After Allie experienced a cancer diagnosis in her 20s,
and Erica went through a self-love journey, we created a platform to interview real people from all walks of life that have combined all types of practices. From physical wellness to emotional and spiritual, we hear courageous stories and focus on why it's important to share them.
We are both certified integrative nutrition health coaches, and together with our community, are learning to live our most purposeful lives by sharing one courageous story at a time.
It takes courage to share these journeys, and by talking about them, we aim to destigmatize the process. We want you to be your own health advocate, feel educated and informed on the latest in health and wellness, and empower you to feel your absolute best.
And because we want to bring forth a wide variety of stories, the opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect our own, but we hope the diverse and varied stories will empower you to make the best choices for your own life. So join us as we and our community share our courageous wellness.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Courageous Wellness. We have a great conversation today with Darshita Raval. She's the CEO of Mind Happy, and we're going to get into her journey and her business and all about Mind Happy in just a little while. But I thought I'd start off our updates with actually one of my experiences doing a Mind Happy craft this past week. So we'll talk in more detail, but Mind Happy basically provides creative analog activities. That's the way I like to call it. Phone-free activities that really help you like focus, tap into that creative side, but also like it's incredibly relaxing. Like it's a different, it feels like a different part of your brain that you're using. So anyway, there was a really fun one that I did actually have my stepdaughter do it with me, but it was basically like making a garland, you know, for your room or something with the little felt balls. It was a garland making kit. And then you could color in these different sort of charm, like they're paper kind of cutouts, but you could color them in, and they were little, they become like charms on the garland, but basically, so you can color them. And so there were like about five of those to color in, and they were like little campers. It was so cute, and sunsets and over mountains. And then there were all these different color felt balls. And then it comes with like the string to create the garland. And, you know, it took about 30 minutes with us doing it together and coloring. And it was like, so fun and relaxing, just sitting in the kitchen doing that. And she said to me, she was like, let's color more.
Oh, you know, wow.
For like teens and stuff who are always on their phone, it's like really, it just was so awesome to have this moment of like connecting to each other, but also to something for both of us to step away from a screen and just use this part of our brain and like our creative mind. And, but it also, it like takes effort, but it doesn't take effort too. It's like this quite meditative experience. I don't know if you've like picked up some markers and like colored recently, but I just sort of forgot how fun it was. So basically my update is like, I actually experienced one of the crafts of Mind Happy, and it sounds so simple, but it's such a like great reminder that those like those little activities can do so much for us.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I sort of forget about that part of myself sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, yeah. It's so, not to be so woo, but you know, I saw a medium last year who told me to incorporate more play into my life. Mm-hmm. Like she literally was even like, go to a playground and go on some swings, you know, like right. That was something she really encouraged. And I think these child parts of ourselves, or even just these phone free, as you mentioned, parts yeah. of ourselves are so important. And, you know, I'm really excited for everyone to hear this episode because I thought it was really interesting, and it's a great conversation, and I really love Mind Happy as a company and what their ethos is and what it represents. So, and I guess my update is kind of analog as well, because I have a reading update, and that's how I've kind of incorporated that like off screen time yes. for myself mm-hmm. as well, especially in the last year. But I took a break from fantasy, so this isn't another fantasy update. But I read the Britney Spears memoir this month, and you know, I'm a 90s early 2000s kid, and so Britney was so, I mean, I remember getting the Baby One More Time CD
yeah.
literally, if you guys remember CDs. I'm sure most of our listeners do, because they're probably, I know most
yeah,
of
they're
our
adults.
Listeners are,
yeah.
are our age. But I remember getting the Baby One More Time CD. I think I was in fourth or fifth grade, and she like changed my life. Like I was such a Britney Spears stan. Britney and Justin like couldn't get enough of them. They defined middle school for me for sure. And to read her book, and I know we've all obviously seen what's happened with Britney in recent years, and even with her conservatorship, right? Like it's yeah. not even a question, but you look at people like Kanye West who are not under conservatorship. And then you look at Britney who was under conservatorship from the time she was what, 26 years old mm-hmm. until 40 years old, you know, and again, it's not even about that, but it's really an interesting look at society. I would think from like 1997 when she kind of launched out yeah. to, you know, that like 2004, 2005, like that kind of period before her conservatorship started, and how our society like viewed women and their sexuality and just kind of everything Britney went through from the lens of 2024. Fascinating, especially getting to like the Justin Timberlake years as well mm-hmm. and how she was so shamed yeah. and what she was put through and what he was put through and how he benefited from shaming her. And it's so interesting too, because I also watched the new Mean Girls musical over the weekend. Yeah. And I know you had mentioned to me, you're like, it's so much less mean, you know, right. even it's Mean Girls.
Cause I watched the two back to back. I watched yeah. the original one. Then
and I've again, like I've watched Mean Girls a million times, yeah. right? Another coming of age, you know, I was in ninth or 10th grade when that came out, you know? And so it was another impactful film, but just, you know, they would talk so much about like women being the most derogatory yeah. terms, right. Yeah. for their sexuality that were not used once. In the new Mean Girls yeah. musical, not once. And it was just really, I guess, like going from like reading Britney's book to then seeing like the drastic change and even language in Mean mm-hmm. Girls, the musical, you know, it's like, you think, and we came of age during that time, right?
Yeah,
that
I was a senior in high school when that movie came out.
Yeah.
Whoa, you know?
And so, but that's like, we really came of age at a time that I think was really you know, it's not the most
difficult pun intended
time,
yeah. Toxic.
Toxic, right? Oh my gosh, the best. But I love Britney. I always will. And I definitely recommend, you know, it's not like the deepest read. I think it took me like 3 full days total to finish it in like time. Like it's a really easy read. But I think it's important, honestly. I think it's a really, it's an interesting look at, especially if you were born, I'd say like between like, you know, 80, even like her age, right? Like 81 to like 95. If you are in that like millennial generation, it's, I think, a really important read. So, well, or maybe not important, but interesting.
Enlightening.
Yeah. So that's kind of my update, but
all right.
Yeah.
Well, we have a great episode. So shall we get into it?
Let's do it.
So today we welcome Mind Happy CEO Darshita Raval to the Courageous Wellness Podcast. Mind Happy is a lifestyle and wellness brand centered around imaginative play and thoughtful creativity grounded in psychology research. Mind Happy creates science-backed activities that spark joy, inspiration, and discovery. Darshita's path finding her true purpose came after stepping back from a successful career, refining supply chain strategies for major corporations like Amazon and Boeing, but in search of deeper meaning. She uncovered the power of play and creative expression through moments of solitude with activities like coloring and knitting. Through mindful hands-on crafting, Darshita connected to her inner childlike wonder.
Moved by a longing to share the spark she found, Darshita founded Mind Happy, leveraging her decade plus of Fortune 500 experience and passion for enabling connections to help others experience joy and purposeful play. Today, we discuss the scientifically proven healing benefits of creative play, turning passion into purpose and uplifting entrepreneurial paths. What's on the horizon for Mind Happy as they work to disrupt the wellness industry? And Mind Happy just launched. So if you want to try Mind Happy, you can save 15% on your order when you visit mindhappy.com. You can use the code COURAGE15. So that's COURAGE15 at checkout. And all the phone-free activities from music box building to coloring are selected based on science. So restoring mental clarity, energizing connections, reducing anxiety, and facilitating fulfilling moments. So we hope you enjoy the episode. This episode is brought to you by Sprout Living. One of our favorite new snacks are Sprout Living's probiotic almonds. Wildly delicious and irresistibly crunchy, these are the perfect gut-healthy balanced snack. Each pack of the sprouted and activated organic almonds contain 10 billion CFUs of probiotics, 6 grams of clean plant protein, and a variety of other superfood spices and herbs that do the body good.
They're made without seed oils, which we all know are out, and the flavors. The Italian truffle is delicious, and the dairy-free cheddar cheese made with turmeric and nutritional yeast always hits the spot. Honestly, we may never have another chip again. Sprout Living also makes our favorite plant-based protein blends. My personal favorite is the coffee flavor.
If you want to try Sprout Living, you can save 20% off your entire order by using code COURAGEOUS at checkout. Visit www.sproutliving.com and use code COURAGEOUS to save 20%. Give them a try and let us know if you love them as much as we do. You can also find the direct links in our show notes.
Welcome, Darshita. We are very happy to have you on the show. Just to get us started, can you share with our listeners a little bit about who you are, your background, and how it's led you into the world of creating Mind Happy?
Thank you so much, Ali and Erica, for inviting me. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you. I am the founder of Mind Happy, a brand that is looking to bring simple pleasures of play back into our lives. We all remember the fun that we all experienced when we were children. The time just seemed to pass by so easily and quickly. And somewhere along the lines, as we began living our lives, those things just sort of faded away in the background. So we're trying to bring that back into our lives. And a little bit about me and my personal story is that I came to America. I moved here with my parents when I was about 18. And, you know, two hardworking people, I've never seen them rest and relax. And maybe that's the reason why I had to teach myself how to do that. But my background is in operations and supply chain. I did my industrial engineering from Purdue. I began working for companies like Boeing, Amazon, Ferrara Candy Company, Card.com. Most recently, I was the director of operational excellence there. And on paper, all of these things just seemed fantastic. I was trying out the new restaurants. I was traveling on a whim. I was living, you know, 5 minutes from Navy Pier in Chicago downtown. And it felt great. But somewhere in my personal life, I felt as if things were not going all that well. I was so overwhelmed. I was so burnt out. I felt as if my unhealthy coping mechanisms were just taking over my day-to-day routine. And I needed to find a way to slow down. I needed to find a way to relax and rejuvenate myself. And funnily enough, we all have that time. A lot of times we have the time to relax, but we can't really slow our minds down. And I had these racing thoughts. I was actively trying to rest, but I was unable to rest. So that's when I remember I was walking into a child, like a kid's store on my travels, and I came across this unicorn knitting kit. And to me, it was, I had a thought, well, I mean, if kids can do it, I'm sure I can do it too. So I bring it home and I am sitting with it. And trust me, it took me so long to actually finish this little kit that I had. It probably should have taken me a few hours, but in this attention deficit world that we live in today, our attention spans are really not that long. You know, sometimes it's very hard to admit this, but I had to keep that little kid down so many times. I would get up, I would do something else, I would look at my phone, I would talk, I would, you know, just be on a laptop. I would have five different devices in front of me when I was just supposed to focus on one thing. And eventually I was able to finish it. But that was like a little fun, playful thing that I began doing to make my focus a little bit better. I knew that to have a good quality of life, I needed to be able to use my attention in a way that made a difference. And as I was working on making my health better, my personal mental health, physical health, spiritual health, all of it began to really change for the better. And I realized that I could not really go along this race, as we call it, the rat race. I didn't want to continue climbing up the ladder. I wanted my work to feel meaningful. I wanted to wake up in the morning and feel as if my work mattered. I was so excited about it. And even if no one paid me to do it, I would still do it. And today that's the case. You know, like no one pays me to do what I do, but I'm still just so excited to go along this. I took it very intentionally. I sat down, I thought of what my values are, how did my work needed to reflect these values. My values were to be kind, to, you know, bring joy to myself and people around me, to do things just as an end in itself, not with an end result in mind. Especially a lot of times when we're learning something, we're speaking to someone, we have an end goal that this is going to help me in XYZ way. Whereas I wanted to paint for the sake of painting, not because it was supposed to say, like, give me another set of benefits. So these were some of my values, and that's how Mind Happy came into being. It allows us to engage with our lives in a fun, playful way. It allows us to make our mental, physical, spiritual health better, and connect to ourselves and people around us in a much deeper way. So that's the story behind Mind Happy.
Thank you so much for sharing this. I mean, we are so excited to talk to you today about Mind Happy and purposeful play. And it's so interesting because I feel as adults, you know, you really do move away from play, right? Like you mentioned, especially in our culture where it's very, you know, go, go, go. Ali always talks about remembering how we're human beings, not human doings. But I think our culture really supports being a human doing. And I, you know, we did an episode last year with the author of a book called The Power of Wonder, and how missing this element of wonder in our life is causing a lot of the mental health crisis, or is contributing to the mental health crisis in this country. And, you know, beyond that, I had my own experience with rediscovering play just last summer. And, you know, I had had a really difficult year. I think I've shared on the podcast, you know, we've dealt with illness on both sides of the family, my father-in-law, and with in my own family with my parents. And so it was just this really heavy year, and summer came around, and I was told, which is a longer story for a different day, but I was told that I needed to incorporate more play into my life, really rediscover play. And so I have a park near my home. I started like going on the swing set and just like going on the swings. It was summer. So I started swimming, and not just like swimming or laying by the pool, but like swimming for fun and like playing mermaids in the pool, like really like childlike wonderment and play, right? Like me and my sister-in-law would be like, I'm a mermaid. You know, I rediscovered fantasy books and, you know, all of this stuff that really tapped into my inner child. And it really was so healing. Like, I feel like it was a big part in this reclamation of self that I'm still going through. And so when I heard about your company and Mind Happy and these boxes that really inspire more play, I was hooked. I was like, yes, we need this. I know so many people who need this, want this, are looking for this. And so I'd love for you to maybe touch on, you know, you do talk about, right, there are scientifically proven healing benefits to creative play. And maybe can you explore that for anybody who's listening that's like, play, like, but I'm 30 or I'm 20 or I'm 40, like, what is even play, right?
Exactly. No, I'm so glad you brought up the fact that someone asked you to tap into play, because play therapy is a science-backed technique. It is a concept that psychologists use to help children, to help people, adults who've sort of lost that connection with joy, with fun in their lives. A lot of times our lives are about responsibilities. It's about doing things that we need to get done. And all of that is important, but our life is more than that. Our life is about enjoying ourselves, improving the quality of our life. And a lot of times we forget what makes it really fun and what makes it joyful. Just because you used to paint and do swimming, or, you know, just run around on grass as a kid. And a lot of times I watch kids and it's so funny to see them just run for no apparent reason. They'll run in the same direction back and forth and just have the best time ever. I've seen this kid just laugh because he was having such a good time, and we all can learn from it. It's innately inside all of us, but we've somewhere forgotten that. So play, for example, playing with clay. We used to all play with clay as children. Those using things to deconstruct and construct back provides a healing outlet. It allows us to express ourselves in so many ways. Whether you're expressing yourself by speaking, by singing, or by creating something, all of these are outlets to really use your emotions and channel the energy that you have in a positive, meaningful way. And a lot of times it gives back to yourself in so many ways than you can even imagine. We might do it without really fully believing in this concept, but once we do, and once we really give all of ourselves to something like this, it comes back manifold. So for example, even other aspects like color therapy, looking outside, being in nature, it is like proven to help alleviate stress, you know, doing these nature walks. Or we have this little kit where you can take flowers or leaves and store it. You know, we used to do this as kids. We used to put it between our books, and then we would come back and these dried leaves were like something that we used to wonder at. So we have these kits that allow you to like notice something like this, whether you've gone on a walk, you've gone on a nature trail, you've picked something up, you bring it back, and then you think back about this wonderful thing that you end up creating over time. So yes, definitely. These are all science-backed techniques that have helped people in the past. And even if we were to talk about not just present day, 30,000 years ago, human beings used to paint in caves. You know, this was not just to just as a fun technique, but it was because they were enjoying the process. It was not just something that was supposed to benefit them. They truly enjoyed this. There are cultures around the world, there are tribes around the world today that spend more time looking for colorful feathers for their dances, for their ritualistic dances that they perform in the evening, than for food, because they are supposed to, you know, enjoy this process. They really enjoy putting these things together, and it improves their quality of life. So it's been things that these are some of these techniques that people have used in the past, and we're just trying to bring it back into our lives because we have forgotten to work with it.
Now that I'm in my 30s, taking care of my skin has become a big priority in my life. It is our largest organ, and how we treat it is important for longevity. In the spirit of self-care, today's sponsor, OneSkin, is here to help you simplify your skincare regimen. Founded by four PhDs dedicated to skin longevity, OneSkin proves you don't need a complicated routine to achieve better skin. Their topical supplements make it easy to help your skin stay younger and healthier without all the extra steps. The secret, OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient scientifically proven to reduce the buildup of senescent cells, those notorious zombie cells that contribute to skin aging. Fewer zombie cells mean healthier, younger looking skin with fewer lines and wrinkles, reduced age spots, and a stronger natural barrier, something that's especially important this time of year.
Also, I wanted to mention that I personally love the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It comes with a tinted option as well, so I don't have to worry about sun damage or putting on any makeup when I am on the run because it gives my face such a blended natural look. OneSkin is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. Get started today with 15% off using code CWPOD at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code CWPOD. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them that we sent you. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin.
You know, it's interesting hearing you speak to this, and then also first kind of becoming aware of what you're doing with this mission with Mind Happy. I thought to myself, wow, I almost look at it as like these activities that are analog in nature. And I mean that in a really good way, because we live in such a digital space all the time. I mean, even this conversation, which is wonderful and connected and thoughtful, is over a screen. And in some ways that opens up our lives in a lot of ways, because, you know, Erica and I get to have conversations with people all over the world, which is amazing. And I understand the benefit in that. And when we're on our small device, our medium device, our large devices, you know, from morning until evening, I don't know about you both, but I sometimes get a different kind of fatigue. It's not a good tired. It's a kind of like an emotional mental exhaustion, which is a very different tired than, you know, having been outside on a really long hike all day, where my body is tired. But this is like brain, like mental sort of exhaustion. And it doesn't feel like, because I've been using like my creative mind necessarily, it's just like stimulus overload or stimuli overload. And so this idea of these kind of crafts and I'm going to say like analog activities that you've curated, I found myself being like, oh, that sounds so awesome. Like, not just to, like you said, not just to do something because of like working towards an end product. And yeah, if you're creating, like if you're doing a unicorn knitting kit, you know, you're going to have something that you've knit at the end, but it's not necessarily about that. It's about what happens in the process. And, or you're talking about how, like, I think in your background, like doing puzzles really helped you in this like sort of burnout, coming out of this other side of this like type of burnout that you experienced. And something you mentioned along with this that really stuck with me is that this attention deficit that frankly we all experience on different degrees, to different degrees. And we're also, I think, I'm sure there's like some sort of research being done on this, but developing less and less of like active attention spans over time. We actually did an episode with a doctor recently. She wrote a book called The Busy Brain. And she was talking about adult mm-hmm. onset ADHD and specifically attention deficit issues in the adult brain and how it's more and more and more prevalent. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But I see what you're creating and like the fun in it too, that there's sort of like, it's fulfilling a need that especially I think I said to Erica before we started recording, I said, I know millennial women who have high powered jobs, high stress jobs, but like if this showed up at their doorstep, they would be so into it because I really mean that because sometimes it's hard for us to seek these things for ourselves, but to be able to have like access to them, I feel like would be a lot easier for people to like utilize and take on. And so I'm curious, like, obviously you experienced this, but this idea of like, wow, I think other people could benefit from that too. What was that experience like? We're like, okay, I'm realizing that my attention span has, like, even just the experiment of doing that unicorn knitting kit was really interesting where you're like, oh, I want to go look at my phone and I want to do this. Like observing your own attention sort of challenges in that moment, I bet was really fascinating. But like, what have you learned and why do you think this will be of benefit, you know, to other people? And who specifically? Like, is it the millennial women? Is it everybody? You know, who do you think really like right now might be like drawn to this type of play?
No, this is very insightful. Everything that you mentioned, I have experienced too myself, and I'm sure your audience is going to also nod their heads saying, yes, this is something we all have experienced somewhere along our lines. When you mentioned looking at the screens, you know, that is a different sort of a fatigue. It does tire you. It actually makes you irritable. It makes you not feel excited about whatever it is because it is reducing your dopamine in a way. It's like a quick dopamine hit that you do end up getting from it. But at the same time, the exposure of screens is also very tiring on our eyes, on our body, and our body and mind is so interconnected that it definitely impacts the way we look at the world, the way we feel around us. And my personal experience of the knitting kit was honestly fascinating now that I think about it. But at the time, it was quite frustrating to me because I knew that I wanted to make better use of my time. I knew that I needed to relax. My body was asking for it. And it showed up in so many different ways as symptoms. And I knew I needed to relax. But because we are so used to it, and it's very difficult to break a certain habit that we formed over time, we have our phones, whether it's a message or it's a Slack message from work. And, you know, we're all working these high pressure jobs where we need to respond immediately. We're either managing people or we're working with leaders who need something very quickly. So being available, making sure that we're constantly jumping back into everything that is so important, right? Everything becomes very important in the little ways we look at it. But when we look back at it, when we step back, it's honestly not that important if we are able to manage our time, if we're able to plan for it accordingly. So for me, it was quite frustrating because I really needed to get a handle on the way I was able to use my attention. And this was a way for me to take a look at whether I was able to utilize it or not. I saw positive benefits from it. I forgot time for a second. I forgot the way time passed for a second because I was just so engrossed in this process of learning something new, of seeing how it worked, if I was doing it right, what are what are the instructions saying? Because again, like I don't have any prior experience with it. So I knew that it benefited me. At the end of it, I looked at this product that I created and I was like, wow, I made that. You know, that's pretty cool. I always think about it very positively. I walk by it and I always think of everything that I've made since then, whether it's my clay pots or whether it's, you know, like a painting that I've created. I'm an engineer, so I create like these Batman 3D model cars. So, you know, like things along those lines that could be fun building where you're not really thinking about anything. You're just following a dotted line. You're following the process of the instructions. A lot of times, the way I found out that other people benefit from it and would love it is when I started doing it with my friends and family. I brought them together as a way to connect. Instead of watching something or instead of going out and eating, I wanted us to all get together and, you know, have something to do, have something to create as a unit. And when I started to see how other people were reacting to it, the way they showed up to these activities, a lot of times people would be like, but I'm not really creative, you know, or I'm not really, like, I can't really paint, or I don't know, that's not something that comes naturally to me. I'm not an artist, they would say. But we're all artists in a way. We all express ourselves, whether a pottery maker uses clay or a painter uses paint and a canvas, whether you are a designer and you're designing something, whether you're someone who's like writing code and creating something, whether you're an engineer like putting something together, we all have ways of expressing ourselves. So I started to then like have these conversations, and then people started to try these activities that I would, you know, put them in front of them. A lot of times we don't seek them out. Just like you said, it doesn't come naturally to us. But when we started doing this intentionally, people started to recognize that, wait a minute, this is actually quite fun. Like, you don't have to be someone who's an expert at knitting, or you don't have to be someone who is an expert at any of these things. You know, a lot of times, for example, like what I've made here today, if you were to see like the picture, the end goal, it looks very different from this, right? So it's like, you know, the expectations versus reality aspect really happens. But again, it's about the process of going through this, seeing, wow, like, oh, this is how it's done. Wait a minute, the instruction said this. And then you come out of that process a very different person. You come out of the process feeling to yourself that I can do challenging things, or I can do something that I didn't think I could do before, or it's just so fun trying something new. Like, maybe I should learn a little bit more about it. This is something that could become a hobby for me. So that's the concept of Mind Happy, which is providing you with this. When you have an hour or two to relax, you don't have to watch tutorials. So you don't have to go collect all the things necessary by driving in a car, getting like paintbrushes or like colors and this and that. Like, we are sending this to you so that you can keep it in front of you when you have that moment to relax, when you're trying to break a particular habit. For example, when I'm trying to work, I used to look at my phone when I had a break or when I wanted a necessary break. And I knew that was not what was good for me. I didn't really want to do that because it didn't make me feel better. So now I keep, like, you know, I have like my kit and I have like the threads, and I actively try to incorporate these habits into my daily life. It's just like going to the gym, because if you don't plan for it, if you don't put some time aside for it, you're not going to do it. It's like a mental workout. So it's something that you have to actively think about incorporating into your lives. And once you do, the benefits are so many that you would be happy that you actually went ahead and tried something like this.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a workout, read a book, watch a TV show? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and how to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
Therapy has helped me tremendously over the years, and it is one of the most important and impactful parts of my toolkit. Therapy empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it can be beneficial for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/CWPod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/CWPod. It's incredible. And Allie and I are so excited to try these boxes and incorporate this purposeful play into our lives. And I think, Allie, as you mentioned too before about like being on screens all day long, which so many of us are now, especially post-pandemic. But even right when people use TV to decompress, it's like that funny, I don't know if you guys have seen the meme or the TikTok, but it's like you're watching TV, but you're also scrolling on your phone. So it's like screen to screen to like, you know, it's like, and then the iPad's going with work or something. Like there's not a lot of even the things we do to quote relax that are digital, be it watching TV or scrolling TikTok or Instagram, I think they can often be more depleting than beneficial, right? I feel like even it can be, I find it can be more like disassociative than actually relaxing. And so, yeah, this, I'm so excited to have this in my toolkit now as something that's purposeful and that we can do, like you said, instead of scrolling on your phone, it's like, go grab your kit and take a little moment for yourself. And so,
Erica, not to interrupt you, hold your question. I just want to say, it's so interesting. We were laughing, like my husband and I were laughing recently because we were like, you know, trying to get our teenager to watch like a movie, like straight through. And it used to be like when we were growing up, it's like, oh, don't watch TV, it's going to rot your brain or what. Now it's like, can they just sit still to like watch a movie? Like, can they stick in for, and it's like so funny, like sort of like how we qualify, like what screen time is like more admirable than other screen time,
so
you know,
because
one's like 30 second bites versus like a 2.5 hour one, you know, and it's like hanging in there. So anyway, I just was thinking about that when you were saying that. It's funny.
No, it's so true. Or even right on the other end of that, anything that is more analog, like you mentioned, like painting or knitting, it almost feels like sometimes there's pressure to then like, but like, what is it? Am I monetizing this? Like, right? Like, I think just being like totally in the moment of play. I remember, you know, my brother is an amazing cook and he's so good at it. Like even for the Super Bowl, he made like homemade brisket sliders with homemade barbecue sauce, right? Like he's so good at it and he loves it so much. And once I was like, maybe you should go to culinary school or, you know, open a restaurant or put yourself on YouTube. And he said something to me that's always really stuck with me where he's like, we don't have to monetize all of our interests. And I was like, well, you know, it was actually, he was like, I just do this because I feel so much pleasure doing it. It's not something I want to make a business. And I think sometimes, again, that's like my millennial brain. I'm like, or maybe it's my, I'm a Capricorn rising. So it's like boss daddy work energy of like, ooh, like I see business ventures everywhere. But I digress, I move on because my point is I think having these boxes, which is the question I was leading to, is it can be really helpful, like you're saying, when you don't know where to start, or it can be intimidating to be like, well, do I have to go buy all this stuff? Here it is. For you to just do something for yourself with no expectation outside of anything else, but just this moment in this present moment. And so can you maybe share with us a little bit? I know you have different box options. And so can you maybe break down, I think you have three, right? There's like the mystery box, the joy box. Can you talk to us a little bit about those boxes and kind of the components of each of them?
Absolutely. No, I'm so glad that you mentioned it. And the fact that you brought up about doing things just for the sake of it, a lot of times you're so right because we want to monetize everything. But what happened to hobbies? What happened to just doing something because it just brings you fun and pleasure in so many different ways? So I'm glad that these conversations are happening because I've heard you speak about it. I've heard conversations similar to this in my other circles. And I'm so glad that people are moving away from trying to monetize everything and get back into the rat race. Whereas like taking a moment for yourself because you deserve it, because you really need to, you know, better your health in all the aspects possible. So the kind of products that we have is we have our mystery subscription box. It's a box that gives you 3 activities every single month to try out. It's a mystery box, so you don't know what you're really getting, but it's a promise to try something fun, to see what it does to you, and then you know how you move on from it, whether it is a hobby that you'd like to pick up because you just enjoyed it so much. Normally, you would not really come across something like this, just like I would not have come across like a knitting kit like by just picking up that aspect. That's not what really came to my mind. But now it is something that I feel comfortable with, and I can definitely see myself progressing towards that as a hobby. So this is a way to try out various different activities. It is for everyone. It's not just for women. It's for men. It's for families. So our boxes are categorized by the amount of time that you have available to yourself and the number of people that you have with yourself. Whether it our joy box is perfect for 2 people, they come together on a date, or they're trying to just, you know, learn how things are going, and it's just a fun way to break the ice, do something, activities that take about like 1 hour to 2 hours. And then our fun box is for 3 to 4 people or more, because more people can come together and put some of these bigger items. Like I suggested, like I used to put together like massive Legos, and it was just such a fun family thing to come together and do. So we have boxes for families as well. And then for anyone who is unsure of a subscription or wanting to try 3 things at a time, we have our individual products. You can go ahead and purchase individual products that you like to just trial and see how you feel about it. But if you buy the subscription, then it's just a little bit better for you, because you get these 3 activities every month and you get a chance to form a habit out of it. The idea is to, you know, make something like this part of your self-care. And it's, you know, if you can go to the gym once, but if you don't go consistently, you're not going to see the benefits of it over the long run. So it is just more for us to make it part of our everyday lives. And that's the reason why these 3 activities are digestible in a month that you can do. And then another aspect of our business is being able to help employees feel better. So my own experiences working in corporate environments was that it was fun. People really cared about each other. We had these happy hours, but like after a point of time, those happy hours didn't really make me all that happy. Maybe, you know, for the next 2 days or for a week sometimes in my case, like it was not all that enjoyable. So how do we make sure that people and employees and coworkers come together in a way that is meaningful and that deepens relationships? We have our offerings in terms of services that we do. We're working with like this retreat where they have like these different employees coming together. We have our activity stations. They do something like building a solar powered car. They see how the sun is making the car actually run. It's beautiful. Like those are some of the ways in which we see ourselves giving back to the community, making a positive impact on this, you know, on this world in a little way possible, however little it could be. But that's our goal. That's our mission, to make a positive impact, to bring joy, to bring peace, relaxation, fun to all of these different communities.
That's awesome. I love that you offer it on the scale from like the individual who wants to try one thing to, you know, the monthly to groups to larger groups. So it's cool. It seems like there's something for everybody. And also what I'm taking away is like, you know, rebuilding back the ability for all of us to become more present with ourselves, build up our attention spans again. And and reap the benefits of that too. It's a different kind of part of our brain. I feel like it's almost like a different muscle that we don't use quite as much anymore. And I think sometimes too, when there's tactile, like I don't know if all the activities are tactile, but some of the ones we've been talking about where you use your hands, I think there's something really connecting, like it connects the mind and the body in a way that is different than just like, hey, I'm going to like focus on something like something physical, like I'm going to go to the gym, or I'm going to go do something sort of like mental, like maybe I'll go I don't know. I was doing the New York Times like connections I like to try to do every day. And that's fun. And that's kind of like a fun little mental exercise. But the idea, I think, of using your mind and your hands, like your mind and your body at the same time to create something, is like a really special sort of connection. And I'm not a scientist, so I don't know the data behind this, but like anybody who's a human and has done that before can understand, like, whether you've taken a pottery class or you've, you know, gone to a children's birthday party and like colored in the lines of something or out of the lines or whatever it is. I mean, I've done little painting projects where I've gone to Michael's and I'll get, you know, like get those things and anything like that, where it just connects both of those components. It's just, it's a different level of like, I think, connection to self too. And so, I'm excited about it and I'm glad that you're, you know, you've created something in the market that hopefully will like really provide ease for people who are interested in this, but also need it to be more accessible to them.
Yeah. And Allie, you just sparked me while you were talking too, is it reminds me as well, as I feel like the only times, or I hear a lot of times, that when people tap into this play, it's typically when they have children of their own, right? Like they'll have children and like you're saying, all of a sudden they're coloring again, or they're painting or helping with projects. And I've always heard from friends who are parents or from parents in general, that it does heal a part of their like inner child, or it brings them back to something in themselves. And even right, swimming in a pool and playing mermaids with your kid, right? Like it brings something forward. But as we're talking again, it's just like, but why do you need children to do, like, it is something that we can all and all should be tapping into, because, as you know, even back to the beginning, that healing component that it scientifically does have when we tap into more play. So I just think it's really fascinating.
This episode is sponsored by AquaTrue. We are always looking for ways to make drinking water easier, since it's important to stay hydrated and healthy. In fact, 60% of our bodies are made of water. But according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, virtually every home in America has harmful contaminants in its tap water. That's why we are so happy to have discovered AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and are specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply, which are found in almost 45% of U.S. tap water. And I'm grateful that AquaTrue is certified to remove those contaminants. They have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to high-capacity under-sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi connected purifier and mineral boost options.
The filters are also affordable and long lasting. No changing filters every 2 to 3 months, because AquaTrue filters last from 6 months to 2 years. In addition to drinking water, you can use it for your coffee, tea, and all your cooking needs, from boiling pasta or veggies to making stocks and soups. I can truly taste the difference compared with my old water filter, and I was originally introduced to AquaTrue after seeing it in my friend's kitchen, and now even my puppy Layla is drinking AquaTrue water, because our animal's health is just as important as our own. AquaTrue was delivered straight to my door, and it was really easy to set up. I was always hesitant about drinking tap water, but I don't have to worry about that anymore, because I know my tap water is not just filtered with AquaTrue, it's purified. So if you would like to try it for yourself, AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. Today, our listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com, and enter code CWPOD at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code CWPOD, CWPOD at checkout.
We actually did an event in LA as our part of a soft launch where we were getting people together. We were, you know, getting the products in front of them so that they could try it. And during this process, we would ask them questions like, what brings joy to you? What are things that you would like to talk about? Like, is your life fun? Like, are you enjoying yourself? Is the quality of life good? And they all had clay in their hand because we had like these little clay kits and everyone was playing, making something. And while they were playing with clay, their answers were just so deep and so much more authentic than they possibly could have imagined. Because a lot of times when we're not busy in any other way, we get a little bit conscious. Whereas when you're creating something with your hands, Ali, like you said, it's a very different process. The answers got deep. People left the event feeling so much better. Everyone was feeling as if the place was meaningful. Everything that they did felt intentional and meaningful. And there is definitely something to it, which is using your hands allows you to free up a part of your brain to like let yourself experience like life in a very different way or have deeper connections. It's not just about creating something. The benefits that you mentioned before, the benefits are like, I personally have more patience. I have realized that I'm able to sit through something that could have been challenging in the previous versions, but now feels a little bit easier, which means that I can handle things that, you know, possibly went wrong earlier and would irritate me. Now I don't find myself being that much irritated. So just overall, the benefits of it just go beyond even creating something and bringing fun and joy back into your lives. It honestly allows you to be a better human, I would say. My relationships with myself, with my family are 100 times better than they ever were, you know, 3 to 4 years ago before I started incorporating these activities into my everyday life.
Yeah, it's really cool. And as Erica said, we're excited about it. It reminded me of many fun years at summer camp and like all the things I got to do there, like making friendship bracelets and all that fun stuff. So yeah, excited about it. And we're excited to report back to and about our own experiences. Well, thank you so much for sharing everything you've shared with us today. And as we begin to wrap up, we ask our guests 3 wrap-up questions. So I'll start with the first. At this season of your life, what does your current daily self-care, what are your practices look like? And do you have any non-negotiables in your day?
Yes. So I will begin with my non-negotiables first. They incorporate a lot of rest and rejuvenation. My sleep is extremely important because I realize that if I don't get enough sleep, the rest of my day doesn't go as planned as possible. So I definitely have about 7 to 8 hours of sleep in my daily life. I wake up, I go for a walk outside in the sun, need to make sure that I get enough sunlight in the morning so that I feel rejuvenated, feel focused about the work that is so exciting to me, that is so personal and meaningful to me. And then I incorporate some light yoga, some light walking into my daily life before I get ready for work. And then that's how I begin my work. But my evening self-care routine looks a lot like shutting my laptop down, you know, at 7 p.m. or 6 p.m. if I can. Spending a lot of time with the people around me. If I'm with my family, then having conversations, asking questions that come to my mind. Whereas like, hey, you know, like if it's my mother, if it's my father, asking them about their childhood, asking them about their day, having these conversations so I get to know the person that I am with a little better. Because I think a lot of times we're with other people, but we don't have any conversation. We don't really know another person really well. So I prioritize things that I value, and family is a big part of my life. So I have some of these conversations. I spend time with them. We do our Mind Happy activities. Or we just spend time together. We go out for a walk, we, you know, we go out for an ice cream, we come back, have dinner, and then back to the sleep schedule. But like, I read before I go to sleep. And yeah, that concludes my day. I do a little bit of journaling as well on a day-to-day basis. I think it's an 80 to 90% of the times I'm able to journal, read, and go to bed.
I love that. That's great. Journaling and reading before bed is definitely part of my self-care routine as well. So the next question we always ask is, what does being courageous mean to you?
Being courageous to me means that doing as I say. A lot of times we know what it is that we need to do, but we have fears or self-belief, self-doubt, whether I'm able to achieve this, whether I can do this, whether I can't. There's just so much inaction that happens between knowing what to do and then doing those activities or taking those actions. So courage to me means going through all of those processes, going through all of those steps, and being brave enough to take care of myself the way I know I should take care of myself, whether that is doing things that I believe in, standing up for myself, believing in other people, saying, whether it's, you know, for example, I started to have these things, like, for example, the kit that I'm using right now in front of me while I'm working, because I tell myself I don't want to be on my phone as much. I want to reduce my screen time, but I need to make sure that I'm bridging that gap by putting something in front of me so that I can access those moments in a positive way. So that is courage to me, you know, going beyond yourself in so many ways, thinking about other people, thinking about the larger community also takes a lot of courage. And that, yeah, I think all of those ways are in which you can show bravery.
Thank you. And then the final one is, do you have a book recommendation for our listeners? It can be on any topic, just something that's meant something to you personally.
So I read a lot of different books in the sense that I take a lot from different books that are beneficial to me. So I don't have a particular favorite, but what I'm reading currently is this book called Flow. It's by a Hungarian-American psychologist, Miai, if I'm even saying his last name right, like Csikszentmihalyi or something like that. But I can definitely send you the name and the book so that you can share it with your audience. But it talks about improving the quality of your life and making it an optimal experience, challenging yourself adequately enough by keeping things interesting so that, for example, when you were talking about being bored because you're looking at the television, you're watching something, you're doing something, but you're still bored. And that's why you have another screen in front of you trying to keep yourself engaged. But even that fails to engage us. So there's definitely a lot of science behind it and how to keep ourselves engaged, how to do things that truly challenge us and end up making ourselves a little bit more complex, you know, helping us realize who we are as a person. So that book is definitely influencing a lot of my thoughts and the way I look at life today.
Thank you. And of course, if anybody wants to find you, follow Mind Happy, get the products, where can they do that?
So we're on mindhappy.com and our socials are mindhappyworld. On Instagram, TikTok, we have a LinkedIn page as well, and we have a Pinterest page as well. So anyone who wants to buy our products or reach out to us about our services, mindhappy.com is the best way to reach us.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Courageous Wellness. Tune in every Wednesday for a new episode featuring a different guest each week. Subscribe, rate, and write us a nice review. And you can also follow us on Instagram at Courageous Wellness or get in touch via our website, www.courageouswellness.net, where you can also find additional info about our health coaching services, virtual group events, newsletter, and more. Until next week, I'm Allie.
And I'm Erica, and we're Courageous Wellness.